Guten Abend, Audio Bo. Es ist 1:00 und ich bin mit meiner Freundin.
Freundin. Yeah.
Is that girlfriend? Yeah. That's just female friend. That's no good.
Yeah, but it's the same word.
Is it really?
Yeah. Because I remember saying at school, yeah, but how would you know then?
Mein Damenfreund.
My lady friend. This sounds really dodgy.
Meinen dodgy Damenfreund.
In.
Fiona.
You're very funny.
Und wir müssen Crispen gegessen. No, hang on, gegessen doesn't go to the end because it's not in the past tense. So,
wir müssen.
Oh, hang on, it's muss. So, müssen, what does muss do?
Wir müssen chips.
Pommes
is actual chips. Chips. Mm. Chips, something like that. Oh, I don't know. Jana, come and rescue us because we're rubbish. We're both rubbish.
Both rubbish, yeah.
I supposedly did A-level German once. Actually, no, I did it more than once. Anyway.
I did GCSE German and got a B.
Well, I did AS and then I did it, turned it into an A-level.
So anyway, we're sitting here. I don't know why I was speaking German anyway. Or not even speaking German, but either way.
And I couldn't do any better.
You know, I told my mum earlier that that I'd got an Italian audiobook and was trying to learn Italian. And did I get praise for this? No, I didn't get praise. I got told that, I got silence plus, I look forward to you showing off, you know, knowing your fluency in Italian. You should be grateful that I'm trying.
You're always trying, my darling.
Thank you. Anyway, we're sitting here. We have a bag of crisps that Fia's already eaten most of. It's a big bag of crisps. It feels quite, you know, the paper feels quite good quality, actually. On the outside, it's papery. On the inside, it's sort of really thin aluminium foil. And the smell of these crisps is... I would say it's a mild, cheesy flavour.
It's not so cheesy, Robert.
It's like a cheesy Wopsit.
A Wopsit?
Wopsit? Mm. Yeah. Well, anyway, this is a bag of crisps from the upmarket retailer, Marcus und Spencer. And the flavour is Käse, Parmesan Käse, mit Asparagus. I don't know what's asparagus in German?
How am I supposed to know that? Why would I know that?
Because it's a really German thing, asparagus.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I never knew
they
that.
They do amazing asparagus in Germany.
Well, I didn't know that. I don't eat pretentious food.
Now, hang on a moment, Fiona.
I bought this for you, my darling.
Yeah, and you've eaten half of it.
Yeah, I know, but normally...
Since when was asparagus pretentious food? I mean, you eat it with your fingers, for pity's sake.
I don't.
I know you do.
I don't.
But that's how you're meant to eat it.
I don't eat it.
You eat it with your fingers.
Not if it's in soup, you don't.
Yeah, you scoop it up in your hands, like when you're drinking water out of a fountain. smells. What smells?
I don't know.
Gay sniffen. Geschniffen. Es geschniffen. Parmesan Käse. Asparagus.
And truffle.
What on earth is truffle?
In German?
Oh, hang on, what's mushroom?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, you must know what mushroom is.
I don't know, it was like 12 years.
Well, you're always
years.
Criticising me, so
no,
you 11, must know.
11 years.
You're always criticising me for my German, so you must know. You must be better than me.
I only know about the pronunciation and a bit about the grammar.
Mushroom. It's, oh, is it champignons? Something like that.
Probably.
Champignon. Käse. Asparagus. and champion.
Right, Robert, you're going to have to at JN2N this boo.
All right, at JN2N. Okay, at JN2N. I do apologise for this.
I think it's hilarious.
All right, okay.
I expect she will too.
I'm now going to take one of these mushroom crisps. I'm trying to find a big one. I can't get the big ones. Right, here we go.
I want one too, please.
Hang on, shush. No, wait. My turn first.
Together?
No, me first.
I've done it first.
You're such a child.
Yeah.
Mmm. The flavour is, of potato. I'm going to suck this one to get the flavour properly.
What did you just say?
Hang on a second.
It sounded rude.
It's quite difficult not to crunch, actually.
Robert, that sounds disgusting. Just crunch it, please.
No, because you can't get the full flavour. Yes, no, I'm now seeing white asparagus, German asparagus. And in with butter. Or is it hollandaise? It could be hollandaise, possibly.
What's hollandaise?
It's a sauce.
Oh, a more pretentious food.
It's not more pretentious. Fee?
Yeah?
Not normally some uncouth thing. Well, I suppose you are, actually, but...
Oops, that was a bit loud for midnight.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all out, or something. I don't know.
I am normally uncouth. You just try and pretend I'm not.
And there's a slight earthiness, which comes, I think, from the magical scent of truffle. And you've already eaten half the bag. How can you possibly... and like most crisps, they have a slight hint... of calcium carbonide, carbonoid?
What?
What's salt?
What's salt?
Yeah, what's its scientific thing?
Sodium
chloride.
Calcium carbonoid.
Sodium chloride, yes.
Has anyone ever told you that you talk a load of bollards before?
No.
Well, I'm telling you now. And that's the polite word.
I mean, these are interesting.
Interesting? You want to squeaky again?
But... I just have to eat a few more of them before I can pronounce on them.
Pronounce. With a proper crunchy noise.
You can definitely taste some harm on them.
Understand you at the moment.
No, I don't understand me. What's matter with you?
What? Don't stuff your face before you tell them. That's so rude.
See, any idiot would have been able to understand me there. But you're not an idiot, so that's why you couldn't.
Must be.
You can taste the parmesan quite clearly. And then there is this sort of amalgamation of flavours, which largely say green.
Yummy.
Yeah, you're a vegetable lover, aren't you?
Yeah. Are you not so keen?
Oh, they're nice. Oh, they're really good.
I'll buy you some more then.
Yeah, who?
Hey! Robert was making my hand get stuck in the packet by holding my wrist, so I couldn't take the crisps out. Meanie.
You have already eaten your fair share.
Yeah.
And you said you got them for me.
Yeah, kind of.
More.
Do you think the Boo Camus probably had enough of us crunching them now?
Hang on. I found a crisp in my chest.
Has it just grown there?
Yeah. Fee?
Yeah.
If you didn't know that these were mushroom, green vegetable, and Italian cheese crisps, what would you think they were?
Probably Emmental cheese.
Yeah. Oh, I can see you too, that. Yeah.
Me! You made me too! Come on. I could have just not bought you anything. Don't be so mean. Take the packet away. It's horrible. You're horrible.
Fee, yeah. Before you grab the packet,
yeah.
Feel what's in the hand that you're holding.
Two crisps.
Yeah, here you go. Aren't you a lucky girl? You should be grateful to me.
Stop squeezing it so I can't put my hand in and get any crisps.
You promise you won't steal them all from me?
Of course I won't steal them all. I'm sharing it.
Oh, yeah. That was a very petulant child sort of voice.
Okay.
I'm sharing it!
You are going to get tickling.
Am I? That's good. I'm going to leave all... I mean, audio boo people are adults, some of them.
Oh,
and,
which ones?
That's a good question, actually. No, sorry, audio boo, you're lovely. Simon, Paul,
Hang on, you're saying Paul's an adult?
Oh, Paul and Paul, actually. Paul,
Oh, yeah, there are loads of Pauls. Actually.
What's Braille's now?
I don't know what her name is.
I know what her name is, I just can't remember it. Emmy is other, is Yorkshire person. Well, now Hereford person, actually. Emmy Godwin. Yeah, she's...
get to the point.
She's, what was her name? Dizzy Thinker. Dizzy Thinker, that's it.
I knew.
Yeah, but I just haven't really been listening much
right,
recently.
I
haven't
listened to that, because you're not listening.
Okay. What else? Amy. That's why I always get confused, you see, and I have to work out. Amy. Yeah, Amy's an adult.
Oh. Okay, so we know one adult.
No. Paul, and Simon. And Yana.
Yana maybe.
Who else do I listen?
And maybe one of the Pauls, but we're not saying which one. Salwa is definitely not a grown up. Oi! Desperate measures.
Can you save me one, please?
Well, there's just lots of crumbs.
Well, save me a crumb then, please.
There you are. There's your bit.
Thank you. Fee, you stole all the crumbs.
I didn't. There's some left.
Oh, yes, there are.
You can have everything in that packet now.
Oh, you're so lovely.
Why are you doing this weird breathing thing?
I'm breathing in the packet.
What?
Inhaling the cheese.
So we've just been together 6 months, Doolittle. And we had this celebration yesterday. Bits of which will be on my boo stream soon. The point is...
We haven't been together for 6 months.
Yeah, we have. We live tomorrow. No, we have now, because it's Monday morning.
No, but it was probably about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, well, by the time most people hear this, we'll have been together 6 months.
Yeah.
So it's fine. Anyway.
When I say it, by the way, this was me taking Fee's hand. Don't get any dirty ideas, you horrible boo people.
Yeah. We're not telling you anniversaries or anything else, actually.
There isn't anything else to give you an anniversary of?
Isn't there?
Excuse me, I'm trying to just stop this conversation. Don't continue it.
You started it, actually.
I'm going to put this in the bin now.
Hang on.
Sorry, did you want to do a picture?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to take it and have it here, because otherwise you'll just keep doing that weird breathing thing, and it was a bit scary.
Silly. No, Robert, that just sounds rude.
It sounds rude?
Yeah.
Is it? All right.
It sounds like the it that the Boo people might have been
but conjuring. Yeah, but they're wrong in conjuring it.
Yeah, it might be, but it did sound like that.
No, I was hyperventilating on crisps.
You're funny.
We've got to provide some comedy somehow. I mean, you know, life is pretty dreadful, isn't it?
You are comedy.
You know, I mean, everybody, you've got to agree with me, haven't you? It's all dreadful. The world is going to hell in a handcart, and we're in said handcart. Going with it.
No, we're not.
And it's all dreadful and appalling.
Oh, well, shall I dump you then, if it's that dreadful?
When I say that it's dreadful, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want you to get the idea that I'm in any way downbeat about the prospects for this earthly community in which we live, this community of 6 billion people who live together in such harmony.
Yeah, I'm bored now.
Yeah, well, I'm talking a load of rubbish, I know. In fact, I'm not sure I really started talking sense at any point.
Well, I was just thinking this, but, you know, I thought I'd let you be under illusion.
Have you got any wine left in your glass?
There is a bit. Shall I go and get some more?
Can I have a little sip of your wine, please?
Well, there isn't much left, so I'll tell you what. I'll go and top it up first.
Hang on. There isn't much left? Yeah. In the bottle?
No, in the glass, you baboon.
A baboon?
You're a baboon, yeah.
Am I?
Yeah.
You're a baboon. Has gone through to the kitchen. She is now foraging in the fridge for what she found. She has found a bottle. This is the lesser spotted fee, and she is naturally attracted to the bottle. And she pours the bottle into the glass, ladies and gentlemen. And she's now gone whoops and done something else, and I'm not quite sure what it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is Robert Attenborough coming to you from the sofa. What are you doing?
I dropped the lid on the floor, but I found it.
You're a numpty.
It's all spun, though, which is quite fun.
You're a numpty.
You're a numpty. Takes one to know.
You should watch where you're going.
Dangerous ground.
Dangerous
ground.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Innocent blindy joke.
You, innocent.
Oh, yeah. It's true. Hang on. Don't down the glass, otherwise there'll be as much left in it as there was a moment ago.
I've had 2 sips. How outrageous of me.
It's outrageous. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're drinking here is River Path.
Yumminess.
Sauvignon Blanc. And it's actually really nice. I mean, I think this is the 5th bottle we've had, possibly. 4th, 5th?
It's probably like more like the 8th, actually. But anyway.
Maybe, yeah. And I accidentally...
Broke one yesterday
in Waitrose,
and then made the whole bread area stink of wine.
Yeah, it was a bit unfortunate. It fell out of my my basket, but
wonderful.
I mean, we've had this a number of times, and it is really, really gorgeous wine. It slightly worries me that it's been on special offer for a very long time now, so I wonder if other people know something that we don't. But
yeah,
I'm not complaining.
You smashed it yesterday.
But I'm not complaining, because it's $6.99 instead of $9.99, and that's quite good.
Maybe they just got the 9 upside down.
Maybe.
Turning to a 6.
Maybe. But it has this slight grapefruitiness to it, but without the tang of grapefruit. It's
tang!
Tang. It's good, isn't it, Fee?
Yes.
I'm going to burp. This is not good.
Go on, then.
Stand by, everybody.
You're so disgusting.
Oh, no, hang on. It's not.
It's a hiccup.
It's a hiccup.
Because you're drunk.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. I here sit addressing you most solemnly in my most tipsy state. I've only had 2 glasses of wine, and they were quite little glasses at that.
Glossettes.
Glossettes.
Do you know, you lead me into bad habits because I
was... You never used to drink neat wine.
Well, and I never used to drink it as often as I do now either.
There was an unfortunate habit, unfortunate pattern building here.
You're not enjoying it, though.
You're not the first person who I've caused to drink a little bit more.
Maybe you drive people to drink. disgusting. Right, give that back. You're making disgusting, horrible noises. You talk about me being uncouth.
I was tasting it properly.
No, you were just making disgusting slurpy noises that are just vile.
Well, it was Archer's drinking.
They don't even drink that disgustingly.
Yuck. It's quite sugary, actually, isn't it?
Is it quite sugary in a squeaky sort of way?
I can feel it on my teeth.
Can you feel it on your teeth? I can!
What was I just saying anyway before
something
you...
Something squeaky!
Before you accused me of being rude.
Something squeaky! You said you're gonna burp!
No, something about the wine...
Grapefruit, but not
no,
so
no,
tiny.
No, after that...
Oh, I don't know, do I?
I don't know. Don't you know?
Nope.
I was going to say something, it's really important. Yeah, as important as it ever is, anyway.
You know the other thing we were going to look up on Wikipedia?
What was that?
It was
Jungle.
Somebody's Prince Rupert's Drops.
Oh, yes! Well done, Fee.
Because Lisa Jardine did this thing called A Point of View.
Yeah.
And she talked about the mystery of these Prince Rupert's Drops. Lisa... And should you wish to listen to it, it... It's going to be on iPlayer for a few more
Lisa
days.
Lisa Jardine. By that we mean Lisa Garden.
Yeah. And...
I think she lives in Tunbridge Wells.
In the end, she didn't tell us...
I mean, she doesn't live in Tunbridge
why
Wells.
Why they had
might
the
be somebody
weird...
else.
Why they had the weird properties that they had.
Yeah, it's really
she
annoying.
Just said that the mystery just got resolved by the 20th century... In the early 20th centuries. Early 20s, even. Oh, I can't even speak anymore.
You're drunk.
I'm drunk, yeah. No, it's your fault.
oh, yeah, you were saying that you don't normally drink. Oh, yes, I know what I was going to say.
What?
I drove Yorkshire Mark to beer.
Nah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
He only drank, and in relatively limited quantities, alco-poppy things when he went to university.
Yeah.
And I took him to the pub on the first day of our... second term, and we drank
a lot,
and then we went and drank a bit more, and then we on a few occasions we drank a bit more than that, and basically I got him onto beer, and then he proceeded to get a flatmate of his onto beer, who proceeded to drink a little bit too much of beer.
Oh dear.
I'm not mentioning any names because I don't wish to slander anybody,
except yourself.
Slander myself? How can I slander myself?
Yeah, you could. And then you could sue yourself.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Sue yourself for money.
I can see that I'm only going to be the loser. Well, I'm going to be the winner and the loser, I suppose, but...
Well, it depends if you hire a solicitor or if you just sort of cross-examine yourself.
But surely there are court fees to pay at some point, and the loser pays the court fees. So who's going to lose?
Oh, you better not do that, then.
Can I have some more wine, please?
If you don't, do you promise not to slurp this time, please?
Yes, I promise.
Because that was really disgusting. You just got a squeaky nose instead.
It's a mixture of grapefruit and clementine.
Oh, my darling.
Is it clementine or clementine?
Oh, my darling clementine.
Oh, it's just clementine.
Well, it is in the song, but I always called them clementines as
fruit. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling, clementine.
Oh, the neighbours, oh, the neighbours.
We'll love her so much.
Oh, the neighbours, oh, the neighbours. We'll all think that you are drunk.
Oh, the neighbours, they will be quite right. Oh, the neighbours, oh, the neighbours.
Because Rob...
They will be frightened for the night.
Yeah, and because Robert's getting tight.
I didn't mean to slip that. It just happened. It's an accident. My stomach's gurgling.
I was going to say it now, your tummy's rumbling.
Are you clicking your fingers because you want the glass back?
Yes.
Okay, you got it. You found that quite quickly.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a proper confirmed blind person from birth.
Proper blindy.
Whereas you're just a fake one.
Yeah, fake. Yeah, that's me.
Fake blindy.
Yeah. Although I did manage to cause a good mess earlier by pouring sweet corn soup along the floor, followed by knocking a whole glass plastic of water over.
Throwing it
across the room, yes, it's true.
It was quite dramatic.
It was.
Shame it wasn't boo.
Mm. And that's proper blindy stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, but... I'm actually getting quite drunk now.
Yeah, well, keep going. I mean, what's happening tomorrow? I've only got to go and do some work.
Yeah. Four-letter word, that.
Work?
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to do some work before I go to bed, and the alcohol is,
to be honest, I think you should go to sleep, and then you'll be sort of more productive at work tomorrow.
I need to do some work before I go to work. The work fee that I was going to do on Friday evening, but was persuaded to go to the ice cream shop instead.
Yeah, but then there was all the rest of the evening and you still didn't do it.
Well, we were quite late back from the ice cream shop, and then we had a takeaway, and we spent a long time trying to sort that out.
Yeah, but there was a big gap between that. Oh, sugar.
What have you done?
Spilt it.
Oh, you're disgusting. Yeah. I mean, pristine carpet in here.
It's white wine. Not red.
Well, it's a dark carpet. It'll show up. It'll be white all over the floor.
Idiot.
What do you mean, idiot?
I mean, idiot.
What do you know about the colour of white wine?
Well, I know it's white.
Yeah, so it's white. It's not good. White wine, dark floor, it's not good.
It's all white.
On a night.
It went on my hand mainly, anyway.
Actually. Yeah, quite full glasses.
Well, yeah, it's a bit too full, really. Do you know what? I'm really hungry now.
We just eat a load of crisps, V.
I know, but I'm really hungry now. I'm going to have some bread and cheese.
What you mean is Robert is going to have to make you bread and cheese.
Well, yeah, because Robert's got a messy kitchen.
But Robert's always got a messy kitchen, which is provides the most perfect excuse for Fee ever not to have to touch it.
It's good, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, you should tidy up, and then maybe I would actually make my own stuff. But you don't.
I do tidy up, but then it becomes messy again because I have to cook something for you. The perfect kitchen would be one that you don't cook in.
You quite enjoy cooking though, don't you?
For you, yeah.
Aww.
Don't like cooking for me much, but I like cooking for you.
Well, for us.
Yeah, but you know I quite often don't feel like it once I've done it.
Oh, you do. Do you remember that Spanish omelette you made?
The Spanish omelette was good, yeah.
And the curry, remember the curry?
Oh, the curry, that was amazing, with the coconut milk.
Yeah. Do you want some more?
Yeah. What, coconut milk?
No, wine. Got
it. Thank you. Oh, now I've poured it over myself.
That was really clever. Well, that was silly, wasn't it? You're catching pheitis.
Catching?
Well, you probably caught it in droves already.
I think I gave it to you.
And that was Robertitis.
Robertitis. Robertitis.
Do you think we've probably made this boo long enough now?
I thought that. Well, to be honest, I thought it was probably going to turn into one of those boos that people listen to for a short time and then decide they'll turn it off because it's gone on for too long. And that we might as well keep whittering on because somebody, a completist somewhere, will listen to the whole lot.
I think I know.
Hello, Simon.
Because he's a good friend.
Simon, we appreciate you. You're lovely.
We do.
No, that wasn't meant nastily. It may have come across in a sort of patronising way.
Uber patronising voice.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't meant like that at all.
Yeah, but it sounded it.
I know.
It was awful.
Simon, I'm really grateful.
I was going to say you know who you are. I wasn't actually going to name names myself, but you're drunk, so you did.
I'm not really drunk.
Well, a bit tipsy.
A little bit. But
which is quite amusing.
But Simon, your dedication is very fantastic. Much appreciated.
Yeah.
And I know Fee tries to upset you really hard, and you bounce back every time.
No, hang on. You just named him, not me.
No! Stop! Stop, stop, stop! It's going down my arm! Oh, you idiot! You've just poured wine right down my arm! What the... were you playing at? And you didn't stop, you kept on pouring! I'm dripping now!
He says that every day, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. My watch. If my watch stops now, it's going to be all your fault.
Will you not love me anymore?
Will I still love you tomorrow?
But shh, it's really late. Your neighbours are going to go mental. It's like 12:30 or something.
Well, you know, maybe they'll fit in with me then if they're mental.
That was, well, yeah, there is that. That was really loud, though.
Oh, and I've been running well trying to hang this thing on the oven three times now, and it keeps falling on the floor.
What thing?
Feet. It's obvious, the thing.
The thing? I haven't a clue what you're talking about.
Oh, and then there's a wet splodge in the middle of it. And I don't know whether that's wine, water, or sweet corn.
You were over that way when you spilled the water. Now you're over here, so it's obviously wine.
Sweet corn. Sweet corn.
Oh, yeah, it's probably sweet corn. I just heard that. That was rude.
I'm taking this off you. No. Don't let go. No, I mean, do let go. When I say don't, I mean do.
So if you say don't,
A do, a da, is all I've got to say to you.
If you say don't spend lots of money on ice cream, then.
Da, is all I've got to say. What other words are there to that song?
I've no idea.
Do you know what all the rest are?
No, I don't. That's what it's, I've no idea means. It means I don't know.
I've got some Sting on my phone, actually.
Did he sing that?
Sorry?
Sting didn't sing that.
Is he here? The Police.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'll find it. When I've stopped audio boom, because it'll probably mess up the audio boom trying to play Spotify at the same time.
It would, yeah.
Do, da, da, da. I think it was done in a slightly different rhythm. But you know, basically the same thing.
It was quite in tune for you, actually. I'm quite impressed.
Oh, like, and then I was in tune earlier.
Yeah.
When it was yesterday, wasn't it?
You must be...
When I did that journey...
I must be having a good influence on you.
When I... Although I couldn't remember all the words. When I did the bits from that Journey song yesterday, and you said I was in tune.
Yeah, I mean, I had no idea of the song, because I just don't know that song, because you like funny music.
Da, 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 da. I can't remember the words now. On and on and on and on.
Is it about you? Stranger. On and on and da, on and on. Da, and you get stranger.
Da, 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 da,
you're grinning.
Da, 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 da,
I'm sorry about da, the wine.
It doesn't matter. It's white wine.
It wasn't on purpose.
I know. It just kept on pouring.
Well, no, I tried to straighten it, but the thing is, being a properly, completely blind, apart from light perception person, I just don't always quite get having things level correct.
Yes, but
Fee... But I think I do.
But Fee, with the greatest of respect, this doesn't just happen to completely accept partially light stuff sensing people.
Hang on, what was partially light?
All right, then. Fully light sensing people.
Mm.
Because I was the one earlier who, as I said, was trying to carry a bowl of soup, knew it started spilling, but had no idea which side it was spilling from, so didn't know which way to tilt it to stop it from spilling.
Yeah, but if anyone's listening who has a similar problem, what we've said, me and somebody else who we were talking to on the phone, said...
Who is also on Audioboo.
Why don't you put a plate on top of the bowl? And he kind of went, oh yeah.
That's sensible. Yeah, but they've been blind for longer. And they're properly blind.
Now they are, but they weren't when I knew them at school.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, but you've been.
I've been properly blind since I was born, pretty much, I think.
Yeah.
So I don't ever remember not being.
You think?
Well.
Not quite sure about this.
Well, technically, I might have had a teeny bit of sight when I was a baby. I have no idea.
So you could have done.
Yeah. I don't think I did, but I could have
done. Well, it's meant to be a degenerative condition.
Is it?
Yeah.
What, so my eyes will see less and less light as I grow older?
Well, theoretically, yeah.
Oh, dear. That would be really annoying.
Sorry for you. Brought to you first, Audioboo.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I've got more sensitive to light, so I don't know how that works.
It is slightly odd, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's why I have to wear these stupid glasses.
Hmm. No, McColgan, actually, who we need to add onto the list of adults.
Do we? Oh, yeah, I suppose he's quite serious, isn't he?
McColgan said that you looked cool or something in your glasses.
He did, didn't he? Yeah. Oh, thank you, McColgan, for saying a nice thing.
Mm.
Yeah, it's empty. Do you want me to go and fill it up again, or do you think you ought to do some work?
I think the wine will improve my work.
So you'd like some more?
Hmm, yeah, I think so, please.
Okay.
Well, you know, when it's run out, it's run out, isn't it? And to be honest, it's turning into a lovely rambly boo that,
Who else can we insult today?
Who else have we insulted?
Who else could we? Well, I don't know.
I don't think we've insulted anybody. I mean, Simon, we said, is lovely.
Very dedicated and does actually listen to whole booze.
Poor Simon.
Paul Simon. No, I don't think
it's
Paul
Simon.
Even though.
Da 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 da.
Simon doesn't say you can call me out.
Does he not? Only when he's hurt.
What?
You can call me out.
No, owl.
I'm fully aware of what the song's called, thank you. I saw Paul Simon in Hyde Park last year. Just walking around the park. No, I saw him on the stage in Hyde Park. He was very good.
After walking through somebody's picnic.
Yeah, apologies. If you, dearest Audioboo person, happen to be the person who was having a lovely picnic in front of the stage just before the Paul Simon concert last year, I'm sorry I trampled it. Does that count me as a proper blindy person?
No, just a guide dog owner.
Just a guide dog owner. Yeah, alright, thank you. Why am I trying to be a proper blindy? I don't want to be a blindy person.
Why are you trying to mind over there? You're a proper squeaky.
Well, I don't desperately want to be a cycling either. What do I want to be?
A Robert.
Robert.
A Roberto.
When did you start using the term blindy? Has it always been a...
Oh, I can't remember. A long time ago.
Has it always been ever since you've been going to school and stuff?
Well, secondary school, anyway. Secondary school,
yeah. What about cycling?
Probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, because I mean, I hadn't really heard it till you used it.
You're obviously not blind enough.
I'm not. Which I'm grateful for, really, because it's good to be able to see stuff now and again.
Yeah, I find it quite handy for me, you know.
Yeah, well, you're partially cycling.
No.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
You do cycling stuff.
Like what?
Natural light. You use light to tell whether there's stuff in front of you.
Oh, that's just biology, the natural light bit.
No, it's cycling stuff.
Cycling tendencies.
Cycling tendencies, yeah.
Yeah, but I can still read in the dark. See?
Yeah, you can still read in the dark, it's true.
You will soon, don't you worry.
Soon, yeah. I'm going to have to start again, though.
Are you?
I can't remember what I learned before.
When you've got a long train journey ahead to go to Venice, how about you take your Braille book on that with you in your hand luggage?
Is E dots 1 and 5?
Yes. Or
it is, okay.
Yes.
What was... Ah, so O is dots 1, 3 and 5.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
E-O.
And B is dots 1 and 2.
Yeah.
So should you want to write boo, you can.
Mm. And A is dot 1.
Yeah.
C is 1 and 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Why am I thanking you for taking the wine off me?
Because you're being nice. Do you remember L? Because you learned L.
1, 2, 3.
Yep. Yeah. What about T? That's more complicated. Because you did that.
Yeah, I did. Hang on a second. It was a funny one. Is it 1 and 5?
No, that's E, remember?
No, that's one. That's E, sorry. Yeah, sorry, hang on a second. No, it's a funny one. O, hang on a second.
No, not O, T.
Was it 1, 4, 5 and 6?
No, that would be the TH sign. Wow, you're very advanced.
So I am. It was something that did a right angle.
It was 2, 3, 4 and 5.
Oh, yes, it did that sort of squiggle in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. See, at least I can imagine it now. When you say numbers for things, I can imagine what the thing is yes. like.
Will you take your Braille thing to Venice?
I will try to if there's room in the case.
Boo people, can you send if anyone actually bothers to listen this far? Can you send Robert little messages encouraging him to take his Braille with him to Venice? Because if a few people encourage him and say nice things, he might actually do it.
Maybe.
I mean, I've said it, but I'm just his girlfriend. So, you know.
You're not just my girlfriend.
What am I then?
Lovely.
Aww. He's drunk, it's all right. Oh, yuck, disgusting, man.
I found the asparagus.
Oh, I can smell it too.
What is
it? Stinky.
The asparagus was hidden.
In a bird.
Inside. And then once my stomach had split out the asparagus from the parmesan and the truffle gross. Oil, I could taste the asparagus, that's amazing.
Oh, it stunk when you burped. Yuck.
Was it bad?
Yes.
Sorry, sweetie. I'll take that off you. I don't think people who are disgusted need to drink.
I do. I think we need it even more. And bread and cheese.
You still want bread and cheese?
Yeah.
I'm not getting on.
To cope. You've got that yummy brie and you said I could have some.
I did. I will give you some.
Hooray!
This, ladies and gentlemen, is brie that has been impregnated with Stilton.
Not babies.
Well, it might have been with babies. With baby Stiltons.
Baby brie. Are you? Don't drink all the wine.
I'm not. There's plenty left in there.
Oh, yeah, there is. Okay, sorry! Squeaky boy!
Might go back on the red.
Good, go on. Off you go. Don't drink your red.
Maybe we should mix it together and get rosé.
You'll die, by the way. I'll die. Is it worth that?
You might like it.
What, you dying? No, I'd be very sad and I'd be crying.
Yeah. What if you've killed me?
Yeah. I'd be crying with remorse.
When you're locked away in prison.
Exactly, because I wouldn't like it in the prison.
Do you not think you'd like prison?
No.
Really?
I might get to do Braille all the time, I suppose.
Yeah, you'd make lots of Braille for other people. Although you wouldn't be very good at transcribing Braille, though, would you?
No, you can get bored, you know, doing that.
Yeah, it's true. You know, the life sentence.
Yeah. Perhaps I better not kill you.
And do you think they do vegetarian food?
I don't know. They might do.
Well, it's not a human right or anything, so...
Oh, I don't know.
I think you probably have to eat and what you give. Yeah. Speak English, Robert. You probably have to eat what you're given, I imagine.
Although apparently sometimes they don't. They just throw it at each other and stuff. Or they used to have, like, food fights and stuff, yeah.
Really?
Horrible.
Hmm. Where have you heard that?
I can't remember.
Hmm.
A reliable source of can't remember.
Yeah. I'll quote this source properly. Can't remember, comma, italics, can't remember. Brackets open, year can't remember, publisher can't remember.
But pre-1990.
End bracket. Pages can't remember to can't remember.
It's a good this.
You've got to reference it properly, just in case somebody accuses you of plagiarism.
Yeah.
Plagiarism is when you import lots of rats with bubonic plague. Plagiarism. Plagiarism. Plagiarism.
Robert. Sometimes you're funny. Sometimes you're not.
And today, oh, I can guess.
When you sneezed 10 times, that was quite amusing.
I said other funny things.
What about saying, I'm going to get fee some bread and cheese? in the messy kitchen.
It's not a messy kitchen. If anybody listened to